You have your Bible tonight, turn to Luke 21. Luke chapter 21. I hope you got a copy of God's Word. Amen. Sure do appreciate the Word of God. Luke chapter 21. Amen. Luke chapter 21. I want to begin reading tonight. If you have your place at verse 25. Luke 21 and 25. You have your place, stand with some honor in the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought. What are we looking for? What are we looking for? As we look at this thing, we look at the words here that Luke is writing, Dr. Luke, and he's talking to us in verse 26 about men's hearts failing them for fear. And I won't notice these words here, says, "For looking after those things which are coming on the earth." Now, as we look at this, we see the looking after those things in 26. So what was they looking for? What are we looking for today? I'll tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a soon-coming Savior. I'm looking at the last days of the dispensation of grace before God comes, calls us out of here to go home to be with Him. I'm looking forward to being with Him. I've said before, I want to live as long as I can, but I want to live with Him, praise God, when I can. Amen, because God's been so good to us and so good to you and I. We see as we're looking for these things that's coming, it's talking about that looking for, is looking for it with expectation. And it's looking for it as a time of deliverance. Sometimes we get caught up in the mully grubs of our human flesh and we think all the things that we have around us and happen to us is derogatory to us or detrimental to us. But some of the things that we see are just God setting things up so that He can bless us. So that we can see that God has brought us through these things, and God has brought us, a church family, He brought us through so many things, praise God, on purpose. Well, everything that we've went through, He's been there in the valley with us, praise God, and He's been there when we was on the mountaintop and could shout and give Him praise, praise God, because it's looking at a theme, praise God, of expecting a deliverance. If you look over in Acts chapter number 12, in Acts chapter number 12, if I can get there with one hand, amen. Acts chapter number 12 and verse number 11. Remember when Peter had been cast into prison and the angel come and released him from prison? He said, "Rise up, bind on thy sandals." And he took him out of the prison house and after he cast his garment around him. And the Bible says in verse 11, it says of Acts chapter 12, he said, "And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know for a surety that the Lord has sent His angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." So what he was talking about was an expectation, praise God. What we're looking for today, praise the Lord, is an expectation. Something. That's what hope is. It's faith with an expectation. We ought to have hope today. We ought to have faith in an expectation of things that's a coming, praise God, in a little while. So what are we looking for? We're looking for the things of God, praise God. The Bible says here that that men's hearts are failing them. Amen. We're not looking for hearts to fail, praise God. We're looking for God to bring us through, shouting and praising and giving Him glory. Hearts were failing them. Now that failing them means that they were in fear and terror of the heart. Amen. And that's what you see in the world today. These people just terrified that the things that's going on, the violence and the COVID and all this stuff, and people are upset, they're terrified, they don't know what's happening. And if we ain't very careful, we'll yield to the fear. Amen. But we can't yield to the fear, praise God. We got to stand confident in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that He is our Lord and Savior, that He is our deliverer. That's our expectation as deliverance in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He would promise that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what we face in this world, the Lord will be there with us. The Lord will be there with you, praise God, all the way to the end of the way, that when you get there, praise God, He'll be with you. Amen. I'm so glad for that today. See, we can't, if we go to yielding to fear, amen, get terrified and begin to yield to fear, it makes it very easy to become depressed. I was talking to the doctor a while back, and he said, you wouldn't believe the people that he's treating for depression. Amen. Because we're living in a world in a day that doesn't have hope. Without hope, it's easy to get depressed. It's easy to get fearful. It's easy to feel rejected. It's easy to feel like you're all by yourself. But praise God, God Almighty tells you, he said, when these things begin to come past, he said, men's heart will be failing them. He said, for the things that they're looking, the things that they're seeing. But I want to say, if we looked in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we don't look at the things that's happening around us. We look to the Lord Jesus Christ on the other side of those things. And we put our faith, that's what faith is. It's trusting in the Lord. No matter what we face, and it's the remainder of the life we have to face it trusting the Lord. We have to look at Him and not at the occurrences. We have to look past those things that might devastate us and depress us and bring us down, praise God, and look to the Lord Jesus Christ, who's promised that He'd raise us up. Amen. I don't know about you, I like the presence of the Lord. I like what He can do, praise God. Amen. But if we ain't very careful, that fear will set in. And he tells us here in the Word of God that fear is the object of that fear, praise God, is the things that's coming to the earth. Things that's happening around us. There's a lot of things happening. These things happening like I've never seen in my life. And I'm 57 years old. I'm pretty old, ain't I? Amen. But those things that's happening, praise God, that I've never seen before, that you've never seen. Some of you's a whole lot older than me. And we've never seen these things before. They've never happened on this fashion. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up and look at these, and men's hearts begin to fail them. We begin to fear, we begin to dread, and we begin to wonder, how are we going to make it through? I'm telling you how we'll make it through. We'll make it through in faith, Lord Jesus Christ. We'll put our faith and trust in Him, praise God. He's promised to deliver us. But if we can't get caught up in the things that's coming to this earth, but we recognize it and we see it because, hey, listen, after all, this place called earth is where we live, right? You might say it's our place of residence. Place where you hang your hat. Place where you live. Amen. So we see these things happen, and when it happens in this world that we live in, it happens to us. Amen. All this stuff that we see happening, it's happening to us. It's happening to people that we know. It's happening to our loved ones. Amen. So we see this thing playing out. And the Bible says it's coming to a time that it'll be to a place looking for the things after they're coming, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. He said it's coming a time, amen, that the things of this world is coming at us in a breakneck speed. He said even to the point that one day the heavens will be shaken. Now what's he talking about? Let me just say what he's not talking about. He's not talking about the throne of God. He's not talking about God Almighty. God Almighty don't get shook up. Amen. God never gets shook up. Hey, he ain't fretting and worrying. He knew what was happening. Amen. He knows what's happening. He's in control. He's in charge. He is the authority, praise God, on heaven and on earth. Amen. He said, but the stars will be, the sun, the moon, the stars, praise God, they're going to be shaken up. There's a shaking take place, praise God. The powers of the heavens shall be shaken. He's coming a day and an hour, praise God, when the moon and the stars and the sun, praise God, hey, they're going to quit their shaking because there's an expectation of something big that's going to happen. And one day, praise God, in a little while, the glory of the Lord is going to be beheld. And he's going to step out with a trump and a shout, praise God, and glory of God will be manifest, Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be able to see His power and His might. I'm glad I can see it today, can't you? In everything that we've already talked about, night tonight, we see the power of an Almighty God. We see what He's able to do. We see the power that He manifests. And I won't say this tonight, contrary to what the world thinks, God hasn't lost His power. He is still omnipotent tonight. He's all powerful. Amen. Praise God. He has power in heaven and earth. The earth may be shaken. The stars may quit shining, praise God. But God, the glory of God will shine on forever. I said Sunday, one day in a little while, Jesus Christ Himself will be the light of that city. That place where we're going to go, praise God, He'll be the illumination there. We won't need no fancy lighting in heaven. Praise holy name. What I'm looking for, praise God, is a way out. Praise God, with the Lord to help me. So then what are we looking for? Things to come on earth. Amen. We're looking for the glory of the second coming of Jesus. We're looking for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ when He steps out with a shout and a trumpet to come up hither. Praise God. He said, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. See, one day in just a little while, praise God, we're going to see the power of God. When the stars begin to shake and the sun begins to dim and the moon begins to dim, He says in here in verse 25, He says, there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth. He said, it's going to be distress of nations. The UN's are shaking. The UN, the United Nations, they don't know what they're doing. Amen. They're confused. There's a termite and a yo-yo. They don't know if they don't know what's happening. They don't know what's happening. They don't know what to do. But I won't say God does. Amen. Amen. He said that upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Amen. In other words, so they don't have any solutions. These people today are supposed to be high up leaders that don't have the answers. Amen. I won't tell you tonight who has the answers. The Lord God of heaven, He has the answers tonight. He knows the answers, praise God. He knows the answers to the questions before they're ever asked. Amen. God Almighty has all the answers, praise God. And one day in a little while, we're going to see the glory of a soon coming Savior. In Matthew chapter number 19. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 28. The Bible says this, and Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, or of a truth, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of His glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. He said, they soon come in Savior, and He's going to sit upon the throne, praise God, and He's going to rule and reign, bless His holy name, and He's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years upon the earth, praise God. He's going to have power upon the power, praise the Lord, to rule and reign. And you know, it's always amazed me. He's going to reign for 1,000 years, praise God, on this earth. He's going to reign over everything, and everything's going to be perfect. Everything's going to be, He's going to rule with a rod of iron. He said there's going to be peace and joy and happiness like the world has never seen. There'll be absolute fairness, praise God, in that time. But He says at the end of 1,000 years, at the old devil, the rascal has to be released for a little season. Can you imagine that after 1,000 years in perfect harmony with God, people would still rise up and try to overthrow the precious Lamb of God? But it'll happen, and He'll have to put it down, praise God, once and for all. And then that old wicked rascal, praise God, he'll be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. Boy, he'll get out of the way. What we're looking for tonight, what you're looking for tonight, what we are looking for tonight is to get rid of the devil and the demons of hell. He's a place that's prepared for them. Praise God. Listen, that place wasn't prepared for you and I. It was prepared for them. And if we go there, we go there as intruders. But praise God, if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, we can bypass that place and praise, say hallelujah, glory to God, as we enter into the portals of glory with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because one day He's with a trump and a shout, He's going to call us out of here to go be with Him. And boy, what a day that's going to be. I'm excited about it. Amen. I don't care a whole lot about plane rides, but one day I'm going to take a plane air ride. Praise God, what a day when we go out of here, when we lose gravitation, when we fly up to glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine tonight? Matthew says in Matthew 24, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He said, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. He said, immediately after tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens, here it is again, shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth earth mourn, they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Praise God. I'm telling you, there's the Lord coming one day, and the glory of God's going to be manifest. The whole world's going to look upon it. The whole world's going to see it. Hey, we may want to deny and reject it now, not accept it, but one day they will. They'll see it for themselves. And boy, what a day. Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and get in now. Just be partakers with the Lord in the glory of the Lord, magnifying His precious name, looking for that day of deliverance, praise God, when He's coming to get you and He's coming to get me and take us out of here to be with Him. The great glory that we'll behold in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Praise God. And He said when these things, Luke 21:28, and when these things begin to come to pass, begin to come to pass. That means we need, at that church tonight, that means that we need to be ready. We need to be expecting the Lord to come get us at any minute. We don't know. I don't know what the people that have put off being saved and put off a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and put it off too long. The Bible says we can send away our day of grace. That grace that God offers us, praise God, to be saved. But we today, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today's the day we need to get in and start doing something for the Lord. What are we waiting on? He said, well, these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads. Amen. He said, we need to pay attention. We need to be expectant. Amen. What he's talking about here, he said, looking for those things that God's promised to happen that's coming to the earth, praise God, that's coming to heaven and the glory of God that we'll behold. And he said, we need to be expecting it. Amen. But you know, we can expect God to work in our lives, in our personal lives. An expectation of what God wants to do in us now, even for His glory. Amen. He wants to use us now. He wants to use you and He wants to use me for His glory right now. So what are we, you know, what are we waiting for? Amen. If we're ever going to do anything, it's time to do it now. You young people, hey, Malachi, you get in there and just do it now. Don't wait till you get old like us. Broke down, you can't. Amen, Brother Bill. Jump in there and do it now. Just serve the Lord. Worship the Lord. Praise God. Tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we see these things, we look at these things, what are we looking for? We're looking for the Lord to come. He said, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now this redemption, he's talking about deliverance. Amen. Talking about deliverance. He said, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now that's deliverance, praise God, that's already been paid for. Amen. It's been paid ahead. Praise God. Amen. It's without the ideal of a ransom that's owed. But it's with the ideal that the redemption, that the ideal that it's been paid in full ahead of time. Amen. So we're just waiting for the Lord just come snatch us out, take us home, because we've already been bought with a price. We belong to Him, praise God. He has already purchased us. Amen. What's He purchased from? From the calamity of death. We don't have to worry about that. God has promised, praise God, He's to deliver us. He's to talk about delivering our soul from its old prison of flesh. I've said many times, the biggest thing that hinders you and I is this old body, this flesh that we live in. Amen. Paul said, that I would not. Amen. He said, I'm caught between two. He said, the body of this death that I'm living in. But praise God. He said, who can deliver me? He said, but Christ Jesus. So He's the only one that can bring me out of this body of death. He's the only one that can deliver my soul from this prison. If you look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 23, Paul says this. Well, verse 22, he says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. So he's talking about a universal suffering that's in the whole world. Amen. Let me just say this tonight. You and I aren't the only ones going through things. The whole world is suffering in this world today. He said, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits or salvation of the Spirit, when we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But watch this, verse 25, he said, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Paul says, here's what we're doing, praise God. What we're looking for, what we're waiting for is redemption of the soul. the redemption of God to take us out of this body, out of this prison of this body, and deliver us, praise God, unto Himself. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes 12:7, He said the body goes back to the dust from which it come, but the spirit goes to God who gave it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I ain't looking to take His body, but one day I'll get a glorified body like His. Amen. One of these days, praise God, we'll be reunited with that glorified body. Boy, what a blessing that'll be when this soul is delivered out of this old body of sin. Praise God. The Bible says it's the Lord's coming that we're looking for. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, He said, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of what? Redemption. Till that purchase prize, praise God, of the Lord is called out of here to go be with Him." Amen. Praise God. He said, so we don't grieve the Holy Ghost. We don't want to grieve Him away. But He said, we realize that we're sealed by the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Ghost of God lives inside us. That's the third person of God. He comes in and he kicks off His shoes, praise God, and He indwells us. He lives in us, praise God. He cleans off that old table that we was eating on and sets us a holy spiritual table, praise God, that we can eat on and feast on and sup on with Him. Amen. Praise God, I like that food better. I like that manna from heaven, praise God. That makes a difference. Praise His holy name. So he said, when these saints begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And now that draweth nigh, praise God. He said the redemption draweth nigh. He said, in other words, it's coming closer. Amen. It's getting close. Our redemption, praise God, it's getting close. Amen. It's getting closer. At any day, any moment, praise God, the Lord could take us out of here. Take us home to be with Him where He is. That was His desire when He was here. He said, Father, I wouldn't they be with me where I am. Amen. That's the Lord's prayer to the Father. Praise God. One day He will make it happen. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there you may be also. Amen. Praise God. One day in a little while, praise God, He's coming to get us. So the time to draw nigh means to come close. Praise God. It means that it's approaching. And it's approaching, I believe, in a rapid fashion. I don't believe God can let it stand the way it is. But He's speaking here of things, and He's speaking here of a timetable. Amen. And He said, speaking of these things, He said, what are we looking for? What the things we're seeing, the timetable that we have, praise God, we should know that at any moment we could go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. We should be expecting, we should be looking, we should be getting ready to go home. The Bible says we're pilgrims and strangers here. Abraham said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm not looking to camp out here forever. This is just a temporal place. It's temporary, where we just make our lives, praise God, the best I can, and give God lots of glory. And one day He'll take us to be with Him. Amen. That's our hope, praise God. And He gives us His Word, praise God, so we might get to know Him better. I want to know the Lord, don't you? I want to know all He has for me, all the precious promises, those exceeding great and precious promises that He gives to every one of us. Those promises that we hold on to, we can cling to, we can appreciate that He's given us, praise God, by the promises of His Word. So we see the Lord, He said He's going to give a sign. He said men's hearts will be failing them for fear. But He said we're not supposed to be afraid, because God tells us that He's with us and He'll not leave us, praise God, but He'll help us to get through this mess. Amen. Amen. He'll help us. He'll help us through everything that we face in this life. I don't know the times that I've had Brother Bill just bow my head and say, Lord, I need some help. Amen. And He's never failed to be there for me. Amen. I failed Him. We failed Him. You failed Him. But He's never failed us. And I'll tell you, youngins, He's never been late. The Lord Jesus Christ is always right on. Even when they was thought He was 3 days late, He was still right on time. Amen. And He'll always be right on time, praise God, to meet our need and to help us and to bring us through this and out of this. And He said we need to be redeeming the time, praise God, because the days are evil. He said we need to be looking up. We need to be anticipating. We need to be thinking about what we're looking for. I'm looking for the end result. I'm looking for a day, an hour, when I'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And unto then, I want to be found well-pleasing to Him. Amen. Because He is the Lord and Savior of my life. Praise God. Is He your Savior tonight? Your Lord? Are we looking for Him? Are we expecting Him in any minute? Amen. Are we ready to go when He calls us home? Amen. Are you ready? Say, bought, purchased, praise God. We know you've been purchased. Amen. If you just accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He writes your name in that Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. It's in there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's signed and sealed, praise God, throughout eternity. We just put our faith and trust in Him. Redeeming the time, praise God. He said, then look up and lift up your heads for your redemption draw nigh. He said, what are you looking for? He said, what you're looking for? He said, don't look down to find it. He said, look up to find it. Amen. Look up to find it. What we need to do tonight, youngins, we just need to start looking up. Expecting the Lord. Praise God. That's what Peter was doing. He was expecting the Lord to deliver him and to bring him out. I'm looking for the Lord to deliver us tonight and bring us out. Bring us out past the craziness of this world that's going on. Bring us out past the COVID, past everything else, and deliver a safe home one day in a little while. Praise God. I know He can. I know He will. I know He wants to. But until then, between now and then, He wants to be our ever-present help right now. In troublesome times that we're going through, He wants to be our help. And we just need to pray. It's already been said tonight. We need to pray and lift up our voice to Him. Just take our petitions to the Lord. Ask, believing that we might receive. Just believing that God's able to hear and answer our prayers. We've got lots of loved ones. We've got family members. We've got people that need help from the Lord. Amen. Physical, spiritual needs. And we need to believe that God can. We need to be looking up to Him. Expecting Him, praise God. What's happening in this world, praise God, is going to keep happening. But God Almighty will keep doing what He does best, which is taking care of you and I. Amen. If we'll just let Him tonight. Praise His holy name. What are we looking for tonight? What are you looking for? I'm looking for a soon coming Savior. I'm looking to go home one day in a little while. And boy, what a glorious thing that's going to be. I told somebody, I hope the Lord gets me a little place that looks right over the throne room of God where I can always look out the balcony and see His glory. Amen. Where I can be in His presence. But you know, it ain't going to matter where He puts me. Amen. Wherever He puts me, Brother Bill, I'm going to be content. Amen. As long as I'm with the Lord. Praise God. I love Him tonight, don't you? I thank Him for all He does. But He said to look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Stand with me tonight.